I'm Dr. Drew, and here's today's 1 Minute Clinic. Recently, there was a viral video that made the rounds showing a woman in the Boston subway who seemed to get up off a bench and walk right over the edge of the platform onto the tracks. Now, there was a lot of talk about her having been sleepwalking. I'm not so sure that's what that was. But here is what sleepwalking is, according to the National Institutes of Health. It's a disorder, sometimes a parasomnia, where people walk and talk or do other activities while asleep. Eyes may be open and they may appear awake, but they are in an altered state. It usually occurs during stage 3 or 4 sleep, early in the night. Fatigue, lack of sleep, alcohol, medication, mental disorders may contribute to sleepwalking. And there are some people that are more genetically prone to these kinds of sleep disturbances, or even early childhood trauma can increase the risks. It can happen at any age, though it tends to happen in children, and it can sometimes come back in adulthood, and people can injure themselves. There are some treatments available, but for the most part, it is about containing people that sleepwalk so they don't walk out of the house or get into a car. Most medical professionals do not, however, consider this a serious problem.
For WTOP, I'm Dr. Drew.